Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 2nd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Beta blockers after myocardial infarction in patients without heart failure. This open-label randomized trial in Denmark and Norway found no significant difference in the composite outcome of death from any cause, new myocardial infarction, or hospitalization for heart failure, between patients with a left ventricular ejection fraction of 40% or greater who received long-term beta-blocker therapy and those who did not after myocardial infarction. Specifically, the study challenges the routine use of beta-blockers in this patient population in the era of modern reperfusion and secondary prevention. The findings suggest a need to reevaluate guidelines regarding long-term beta-blocker use post-myocardial infarction in patients without heart failure or reduced ejection fraction. Article number 2. Beta blockers after myocardial infarction without reduced ejection fraction. This open-label randomized trial in Spain and Italy evaluated beta blocker therapy versus no beta blocker therapy in acute myocardial infarction patients with or without ST segment elevation, but without reduced ejection fraction. The study found no significant difference in the primary composite outcome of all-cause death, myocardial infarction, hospitalization for heart failure, stroke, or major bleeding at a median of 3.5 years, suggesting that routine beta-blocker use in this contemporary setting may not provide additional benefit. This calls into question current guideline recommendations that are based on older trials before routine reperfusion and complete revascularization strategies. Article number 3. Aficamten or metoprolol monotherapy for obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. This international double-blind randomized trial compared aficamten monotherapy to metoprolol monotherapy in patients with symptomatic obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The study concluded that aficamten led to a statistically significantly greater reduction from baseline in the Valsalva left ventricular outflow tract gradient at week 12 compared to metoprolol. Aficamten also resulted in a greater proportion of patients achieving an improvement of at least one New York Heart Association functional class. These findings suggest aficamten may be a more effective monotherapy option than metoprolol for managing symptomatic obstructive hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. Article number 4. RSV perfusion F vaccine for prevention of hospitalization in older adults. This pragmatic open-label trial evaluated the respiratory syncytial virus perfusion F protein-based vaccine in adults 60 years or older. The study found that the vaccine did not significantly reduce the risk of hospitalization for respiratory syncytial virus-related lower respiratory tract disease, though there was a trend towards lower hospitalization rates. The researchers suggest further research is warranted to assess the vaccine's effectiveness in preventing more severe respiratory syncytial virus outcomes in this population. Article number 5. High-dose influenza vaccine to reduce hospitalizations. This registry-based, open-label trial evaluated the effectiveness of high-dose inactivated influenza vaccine versus standard-dose vaccine in adults 65 years or older. Results showed no significant reduction in hospitalizations for influenza or pneumonia with the high-dose vaccine compared to the standard-dose vaccine. This suggests that, despite prior evidence of superior protection against laboratory-confirmed influenza, the high-dose vaccine does not significantly reduce hospitalizations in this age group. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.